Rocky News, I'm Ben Thomas. The federal government's in a shutdown, and Nick Donahue reports Republicans and Democrats blaming each other.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is not what they wanted.
Democrats want to avert this crisis, but Republicans tried to bully us, and it's clear they can't. They don't have the votes. The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
Majority Leader John Thune is blaming Democrats.
Everybody's now asking the question, how does this end? Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up, passed by the House of Representatives, and vote for it.
In the Senate, Democrats' demands over health care in the House bill are holding up an agreement. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration citing the shutdown as it holds up roughly $18 billion for a new rail tunnel between New York City and New Jersey, a move likely meant to target Schumer. Overseas, Israel's defense minister has ordered all remaining Palestinians to leave Gaza City, saying anyone who stays will be considered a militant supporter as Israeli troops press their offensive. Local hospitals report at least 21 Palestinians killed across Gaza today. Hamas is still weighing President Trump's proposal to end the war. And Charles de Ledesma reports EU leaders are weighing providing long-term financial and military support to Ukraine using frozen Russian assets.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a reparation loan plan is under consideration.
On the basis of the immobilized Russian assets, we are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
The Kremlin says the EU intentions amount to plans to illegally confiscate Russian property. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. An alternative to mowing.
The new landscaping crew at J Peak take a lot of lunch break. Dozens of goats are grooming the slopes at the Vermont Ski Resort, munching overgrown vegetation before the first snows start.
This is the first time that I've put animals on a ski slope.
The herd from Cloud Brook Grazing wear special collars that keep them inside an invisible fence and send data to owner Adam Ritchie.
Ideally, we can scale this up to the point where it's working well and then hopefully develop a model that can be used at other ski resorts as well.
The goats work slower than a weed whacker, clearing about 25 acres in a five-week stretch, but they're also part of an experiment facilitated by the Agritech Institute for Small Farms. The aim is to increase access to technology to help small farms stay in business while also mitigating climate change.
We are reducing carbon footprint. We're building soil.
I'm Jennifer King.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.